Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
And a low snap, picked up by Pumplett, and now he throws the ball away. A low snap.
What?
So Tennessee has the ball.
So we're looking forward. I started to see him go back. I was already starting the snap. Tried to hold it. Yeah, coming fast. Yeah. Just miscommunication starts with me.
Tannehill holding the ball, throws it over the middle, caught inside the five. Adam Humphries, touchdown Tennessee at 23 seconds to go in the game. 3 seconds to go in regulation. 52-yard attempt to try to tie it. Winchester snap. Kick's blocked. It's blocked by the Titans. And they run the other way, and the Titans will win 35-32.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
And now, entering hour 24 of just muttering, what? How? Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us on a frosty, bitterly cold fall day. By the way, the roads are kind of dicey out there, so be careful. Take some extra time. Four-wheel drive does not stop on ice, okay? Any better than two-wheel drive does?
We all have four-wheel brakes.
So,
Captain 4x.
Don't be too big a hero. While you're out there, get home safe. We'd really appreciate it if you would, because we need the listeners. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do it for yourself, then do it for us.
Yeah.
We need the listeners, man.
Help us out.
So be careful out there. But like I said, thanks for joining us. We're all trying to get over what was just a tough loss to swallow. They all suck. They're all bad. And, there it is. Now, where's Gary been?
Oh, sensational.
Where has Gary in Illinois been? We're going to find that out here shortly. When we go to Gary in Illinois, he has reserved the leadoff spot today on the board. If you'd like to join him, you can give us a call at 913-310-810. That's 913-310-810 for your thoughts on the state of affairs with your Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to hear from Andy Reid, the head coach. He had his teleconference today. Riveting.
Always.
Would you call it riveting?
I would say no. I would say I've been entertained more by actual riveting, like on a bridge construction.
If the guy's on a harness and he's hanging off the side and he's doing some riveting, that's that's a fair piece of entertainment there.
Yeah.
I marvel at that kind of work.
Hey, Coach said some things today.
By the way, if you're out in the cold, if you're out working outside today, do be careful because it is really cold, especially this first go of
and
the season.
Just any bit of wind is just boom.
So to our first responders, the construction guys, our power, our utility company guys that are all out there, our folks delivering the mail, in any way, shape, or form, whichever company or federal office it might be. We're thinking about you today. And, of course, if it is sneaking up on you and you didn't get, go see our guys at E. Edwards Workwear. I'm reminded, no mail today.
That's right.
Veterans Day. But could, the UPS and FedEx guys be rolling? Okay.
Could be.
So those trucks, man, in and out of those trucks. So for everybody out there.
I have a friend who works delivery and is usually driving far and wide, and this is a good day to have a holiday.
Oh, he's off today? Good for him.
Yeah, he's not going to Tonganoxie and Chanute and Maryville.
That's so good. That is good because it's a rough roads as well. But if the cold weather snuck up on you, Like I said, much love to our friends over at E. Edwards Workwear. They got everything you need, the great Carhartt line of cold weather gear. So whether you're working or playing outside, go see our friends at E. Edwards Workwear.
They I made the mistake covered. Of walking out without it, and I went, went back inside, grabbed the parka or the pullover.
Yeah, that was. I watched it. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm going back out. My bad.
I'm getting my.
I thought you were going to make a quick lunch run. Yeah, it didn't happen. Nope. We do have a lot coming your way today. We are going to take your phone calls right now at 913-3810-810. Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus, data scientist, will be here to tell us what the hell happened in this game with the Tennessee Titans. Apparently what happened is Andy Reid decided to take on the Titans, and that don't ever end well.
Although this didn't go like the usual Andy Reid losses to Tennessee. Usually it's because his team doesn't score.
Do you remember the Eagles ones?
I looked at the...
You did look at the numbers?
Yeah, and just didn't usually... Generally, he was in the 20s. Well, now here we are. Here's Andy Reid's scores in the games they lost.
This was, for a game that ended up with both teams in the 30s, this was like the slow-speed Bronco chase of O.J.
Yes.
You know, it was a car chase, but they were going like 20.
Yeah.
You know, they got to the 30s, but how they got there.
And the Chiefs rolled up 500-plus.
I know.
And it didn't feel like it. It felt like
not.
Every yard was a chore. 21, 17, 10, 19, 13, 24, 13. Those were the scores and the seven losses prior to yesterday to Andy Reid.
How many were below 20? Five of the seven, I think.
One,
I think
two,
twice.
Yeah, five.
I heard 20s, yeah.
And none more than 24. The one game he scored more than 24 points was the game he won at Tennessee his first year here, 26-17. So 30, when they get to 29 and into 30, that's supposed to win it in that history. And as I tweeted out yesterday, 35 years. Plus 150 in yards, plus 15 minutes in time of possession, and even on turnovers, 1-91 were teams yesterday, or 91-1 were teams before yesterday. Chiefs the second loss in 35 years.
35 years. I want to let's highlight that again, just because you're like, wait a minute, what was that? Well, I want to be clear about how much statistically the Chiefs dominated this game.
Mm-hmm.
Give the numbers again.
Plus 150 in yards gained.
So more than 150 yards gained, which in this game the Chiefs were
plus
precisely.
159.
Yeah, I got so damn many windows open.
I think it was 159.
Okay, 159.
Plus 15 in time of possession. They were around 15:30 or 15:40.
Okay.
And even on turnovers. Before yesterday, going back to 83, 91 games, one loss. The Vikings to the Bears in 2006. Now there's two.
No, 92. You said 91 and one, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, 90, it was, I'm sorry. It was 91. Games. 91 games. It's 92
okay.
Counting the Chiefs. 91 games. So
one, now it's 91.
Yeah,
and
they
one.
Were 90 and one before yesterday. 90 and one.
Now it's 90 and
now
two.
Now it's 90 and two. And the Chiefs are the only one. The other team. It's two games. The only one of those two. Wide sample size, to also be 50%. The fact that they were 50% on third downs and the other team was 25%.
And they still lost.
And they still lost that game. You look at the stat sheet and you cannot believe. When you, if there's a reason why you can't believe they lost that game, there's a reason. Because it's never happened. Until yesterday. There's a reason it looks like it's impossible. Because it was.
When do we get past that? Because like last year is like first team ever to lose scoring 50. That had never happened.
Know. Yeah, there's somewhat my mentions have been filled with. Why are the Chiefs always losing this type of historic game? I'm like, I don't know.
It's because they haven't gotten the defense fixed. We thought it was fixed. We were quite confident that it was a lot better at least, and they backtracked on this one. We got some theories. I got some theories on this one. Let's start with one. I think one Jason Anderson on the Zone was chirping about this one last week. I'll give him some love for saying he had a fear that this team could. Or I don't know if he had the fear, but I know he was asking a number of his guests during the course of the week, like, do you have a letdown because, oh, Patrick's here. He'll save us now. Like, you really brought it across the board, our rally around the backup quarterback theory. Which usually lasts for one game. They didn't get the win against the Packers. They won against the Vikes. We started feeling pretty good that, like, okay, the other pieces are there. And all of those other pieces, the stopping the run, the playing better defense, those all went away. Those all went away. And that's really frustrating. Listen, I'm going to say this. When have they played really good defense? What two people together were not a part of playing really good defense? Frank Clark and Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
When they have had those two on the field together, they have not played well. Look up the what games they did not play together, because I'm pretty sure the three did not have both of them, right? Either Chris Jones was out or Frank Clark was out.
Let me see here.
But I'm pretty sure just check both of their game logs.
Yeah.
I think that's a coincidence. I think it's a statistical anomaly. I think they're both good football players. Chris Jones made a huge impact in yesterday's game, so I think that's a coincidence. But is it because that maybe it's, you know, Jason's theory about Patrick Mahomes is also one that applies to the rest of the defense when those two are out there? Well, one of those guys will sack the quarterback. I don't know. I don't get it. Yet yesterday's game was a big bag of suck. There's no way around it. And I don't know how to put lipstick on the pig. You heard Andy Reid in the open say, you know, there were some positives, but it all pretty much drowns away and gets trumped by the negatives. And that's what you end up taking away from this game. Okay. You know, I feel you. There were some things that were done well. Tyreek Hill continues to be amazing when he catches the ball, which he had a problem of. He had a problem catching the ball. You know, the one thing Andy Reid – do we have this on here? Let me see, Jed. I'll tell you which one. Read on it being his fault. Do we pull that one, or do we just not bother because we've heard it so many times?
No,
that
nothing
might be
from post. Since we had fresh stuff. We always hear him say that.
Yeah, and he reiterated, you know, I take responsibility for this. Well, I mean, yeah, you're the coach. The loss goes next to your name. I get it. But you know what? And my Twitter timeline was filled with all the Andy Reid can't manage the clock and Reid sucks. And when does Patrick Mahomes say, I don't want to play for Andy Reid? To which the answer is, by the way, never. I actually would advise you, and I think one guy who will probably do this is Gary in Illinois, knowing the way he usually views things. I mean, is Andy Reid responsible? Well, of course he's responsible. He's the head coach. Like I said, the loss is going to go next to his name. But if you want to like look at this and say, well, was it the schemes? Was it the timeouts? Was it the game management? I mean, using a timeout before the two-point conversion, yeah, that sucks. And either way, you were going to need to score. So even if you're like, you just end up giving it up, it wasn't the difference between a field goal or a touchdown. So, yeah, that's bad. I don't like that. I don't know what was going on there, but that is a wasted timeout and one that they could have used. They might have run a real play instead of Patrick Mahomes just burying it into the ground because he knew that, hey, it's not there, so let's just stop the clock and take the field goal try. Maybe they go over the middle for 10 or 12 yards, and maybe the kick is different and they don't block it and whatever you want to add to the equation. But listen, I'm sorry. Andy Reid took this one for his players because they sucked. Okay, there is blame to go around, and I'll take your calls, and I'm sure I'm going to listen. And I've already had a lot of people tell me, "Oh my God, how many calls are you going to be getting about Andy Reid?" I'm going to get a lot, but I'm going to tell you this: catch the ball, Tyreek Hill. You know, catch the ball. Stop with all the penalties. Snap the place kicking, you know, get the snap right. Block somebody. Get off the line of scrimmage. Stop giving up sacks. I mean, I know the O-line at least has injuries. They're marred by a lot of injuries. But, you know, cover the white guy, okay? Huh? He's out there for a reason. I don't know. He's not very big, so he's probably kind of fast. Even if I didn't get a scouting report, I'm assuming he's kind of fast. Let's check him when he runs a go route. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure the defensive scheme didn't call for letting him run wide open. So, listen, there's blame for Steve Spagnuolo, and there's blame for Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and the whole coaching staff, no doubt. Win as a team, lose as a team, it's all there. But this game, the players came and laid an egg. They got up. They let down. Patrick Mahomes was back. Look, he's making great plays. We're all good. I'm mailing this one in. And that includes Tyreek Hill. I mean, listen, if you had him on your fantasy team, 11 for 157 and a touchdown, that's great. But how many times did he drop the damn ball?
And one of them looked like it was going to be disaster. 54 was a foot away from getting the one that bounced off his helmet. And in a disaster was only a few plays away, but
Mahomes
that ball
was
right there.
Mahomes was not sharp. He had what was an interception that was overturned, and he had one that could have been intercepted that was dropped, and then he sharpened up.
Missed on the open, the one bomb to Hill. I mean, usually he hits that one, but
and that was high. And that was a problem because they ended up, you know, not putting the points on the board.
Sammy Watkins didn't go up for like a hero for one coming across the middle. It was like he kind of
seemed to be late to the idea of the ball. Maybe that's timing. Maybe that's being used to Matt Moore's pass, which isn't at the same kind of velocity as Patrick Mahomes. I'm fine. I'll listen to that. Travis Kelce had one too that seemed to sneak up on him, got to him before he was ready and dropped it. You know, whether it was a drop or, I mean, listen, they're all, it's go catch an NFL football on the dead run with all that gear on. I will always be somewhat sympathetic to the well, you just dropped it.
Even the one that Frank Clark could have had. I mean, he's 20 feet from a guy who's throwing the ball fast. And you're not expecting the ball. Oh, crap.
But make a play. For $100 million, make a play.
You're allowed to make a play. You haven't done much else.
Somewhere along the way, make a play. I listen, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Andy Reid sucks and all that. I'm going to debate you. It's coming. If not him, then who? I'll take your phone calls, 913-3810-810. Usually we go hardcore Chiefs only, but I am going to set another thing out there that I think is of note. Missouri got smoked by Georgia. Not shocking. Never in the game. Georgia's really good defensively and has talent on both sides of the ball. But I am going to put this out there to Tiger fans. Listen, if you're gonna call for the head of Barry Odom, if they lose to Florida or if they lose out, you might want to go ahead and get to it. Because Arkansas fired their coach for a reason. Mm-hmm. They got someone they want to get to. And there are some rumblings that it's a guy that I think might be a good fit for Missouri if you're going to go someplace on Barry Odom. Mike Leach, who worked for your athletic director. So I think this is a story that is top of the board here with the Chiefs. I am not calling – I hope Barry Odom beats Florida and wins the next two, which would bring him home at, what, 8-4? Yeah. I hope that's the finish to the season. I really do. He's one of your own. I said this at the Tiger Club. You should fight like hell and root like hell for one of your own to get it done. But if you're grumbling around and you're a money guy, which from what I understand, I think Missouri could use some of you money guys spending some money. But if you're a money guy or if you've got influence or if you're the athletic director and you're looking at this saying, geez, I kind of hope he loses a couple of games because I got someone I got to get to, then you need to do it. You've already lost confidence in your head coach. They were supposed to get their ass kicked. They did. It was ugly. Shutouts are never good. Get 6 on the board. Get 10.
Even at the end.
Get the some, oh, by
right
the way,
on the edge. And just
to make it look a little bit better. And the record books are nice. But I do think it's of note when Mike Leach is not working for the guy who hired him, and that guy is now your athletic director, then – And forget about that. Just if you got a guy in mind and you're saying, hey, 6-6, I'm going to make a move, Arkansas is trying to get to the front of the line. And that's one of your chief rivals. You can't. They're talking about Gus Malzahn to Arkansas. If Gus Malzahn is looking for a landing spot out of Auburn, they're talking about Mike Leach and Gus Malzahn to Arkansas. Yeah. If those names are in play, Missouri needs to get their arm in the air.
Yeah, if you play out this year and they go 7-5 and Barry Odom comes back next year and with another
and go 6-6 and then you fire him,
they blew it. If Arkansas lands a big name and you come back with him for one more year and then then have to gas pipe him, they blew it.
So I do think that one is a top of the board subject. I know the Chiefs are going to dominate, but listen, this is the ugly side of athletics. Does he deserve to have his job talked about right now? Does he deserve to get fired with three games left? Absolutely not. Does anybody deserve to make over $2 million a year and guaranteed for however many more years to coach a sporting event? Blank no. So with that check comes the reality that it might end completely unfairly. You signed up for it. You got to live with it.
And then if it does, it will be done so in public. Wealth and adulation carry a price.
Yes, that's part of the deal. But I do think it's of note as coach season has begun and there are some, you know, rumblings. I know the Tiger fans that I know about it. Well, if this is where you're going to go, then you need to get there. You need to get there because Arkansas is there. They're not screwing around, and they are, to me, I think, a big rival. I think, you know, particularly if you're going to try to reestablish your recruiting roots in Texas, of which you don't got many in this recruiting class, you're asking them to fly over Arkansas, drive through Arkansas a lot of the times to get here. You get my point if the route doesn't. You understand what I'm talking about. Don't take it too literal, people.
Wait, what? Hang on a second.
913-3810-810. I think we got one line open. You can grab it right now. If you went in, we're talking Chiefs football. Miserable loss. There's no way around it. I don't think the sky is falling. We'll talk about why that is when we come back and take your phone calls at 913-3810-810. It's a frosty program here on a Monday.
The Program with Soren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Mavericks and Wichita Thunder tonight. It's the Veterans Day game, and it's 810 tonight. They're going to face off at 6:05. Four packs of tickets we're going to be giving away today. In fact, we'll give one away, what, right now? Yeah, good idea. So the lines are full. Good thinking, Jed. You nailed this one, didn't you?
When I told you to do it at the beginning of the show and you refused, flat out refused to do it.
I had a lot on my mind. So stay tuned. We're going to be giving away four packs of tickets tonight. And you don't have to come down here and pick it up. I know the weather stinks. We can email it to you. So that way you don't have to get here. So don't worry about like, oh, my God, I got to drive all the way down and get it and then drive all the way back out. And this one. No, you don't. We just go and get some great hockey action on the ice. We will be giving you tickets. And there is one winner from each group is going to get a Mavericks jersey. One jersey for each of the four packs of tickets. So not only do you get the four pack, but you could come away with a jersey as well. Somebody in your group is going to come away with a jersey. It is a great, great time. Veterans can purchase tickets for just $12 in select areas when you show your active duty or retired military ID. So go see the Mavericks tonight. It is a great day for hockey. It is hockey weather. So go check out the Mavericks over at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. Talking Chiefs football, 913-3810-810. The Chiefs now have The Chiefs now have work to do to make sure they're not in second place when the Raiders arrive with the first game after the bye. Because they've got to go to Mexico to play the Chargers and win so that they can then go into their bye week and then welcome the Raiders, who have two virtual byes with the Bengals and Jets over the next 2 weeks. Bengals and Jets. There is a strong probability that that Chiefs-Raiders game will get flexed to Sunday night, so make some plans for a couple of weeks from now if you've got tickets to the Chiefs and Raiders for that to end up being a night game, and also plan on it being two teams with identical records tied for first place in the AFC West, because that's what this loss did. The Raiders beat the Chargers. That got them even. And then the Chiefs losing to the Titans brought them even in the loss column. And now that game is probably going to be a first-place tie. But you got to beat the Chargers first or you'll be in second place when the Raiders come to town. Let's talk to our buddy Gary. He's in Illinois. You're in the program, Gary. What's going on?
Oh, not much, guys. Just want to salute to all those members out there that have served. And I appreciate what you've done for this country. So this is your day. Enjoy it.
Well said, my friend.
But, you know, you and I are on opposite sides on the Andy Reid thing. I don't – you know that. and you know how I feel about the guy. I've referred to him as the big dumb coach in the red hat, and he keeps proving me right all the time, Saran, and I don't like it.
How is he dumb with the one loss record that he has in this town?
Regular season one loss record. What's happened when January's rolled around?
Well, now
that said, the sheets have got to be changed. And we had the same thing in the 90s. It's the 90s all over, just a different side of the ball, guys. That's what we're looking at.
Well,
and the biggest problem is, if Andy wants to stick around, I don't have a problem if he does, Clark Hunt's got to step in and say, I'm getting you a general manager. I'm getting you assistant coaches, because you obviously can't do this on your own. You need to just coach the football team. You're not good enough to buy the groceries. You don't have the hardware that Bill Parcells had when he got to New England. He doesn't have the hardware that Bill Belichick has where he can make those kind of decisions. He needs to focus on his football team. But, Seren, watching that game yesterday, did you notice the business decision by Patrick Mahomes on the fumble where as soon as Evans picked the ball up, he hit the ground?
I loved it. I thought it was an absolutely fantastic decision.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a business decision for Patrick Mahomes as much as it was a winning decision for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, because my worry was, what if he trucks him? And when he went down like that, I applauded him for that, because I didn't want him to get hurt again. So to him, I applaud him. But, Seren, the embarrassing thing for this defense yesterday, Derrick Henry's rushed for 100 yards twice this season against the Falcons and us. So he's not a superstar back. We make him look like a superstar because we have seven softies in our front seven. And Andy needs to – the defensive coordinator he brought in, and I don't have anything against Spagnuolo, but his defense is designed to stop the pass. And we need a big space heater on that defensive line. And how about a head-hunting strong safety or middle linebacker? Watching Minkah Fitzpatrick, what he's doing in Pittsburgh, and the money we gave Matthew, we're not getting that return. And Minka's on his rookie deal, and the Steelers are getting a steal with that right now. And, you know, the deal for Frank Clark. But, guys, this defense isn't tough enough. And don't tell me, well, would you want to tackle Derrick Henry? Well, there's been 10 other teams they played, and they haven't had a problem stopping him. The Broncos shut him out. You gang tackle a guy like – you never see the Chiefs beat at the ball carrier. You see one guy making tackle and four other guys standing there watching him. Hey, you got this? Okay. We'll just make sure you got it. And, you know, and Juan Thornhill, you know, he might be a great kid. He plays a great center field, but you got to be willing to lay the wood. I don't care if that's Derrick Henry, Jerome Bettis, or Dexter McCluster. You got to make the tackle, and he chose not to. I mean, you're a defensive player. You've got shoulder pads on. You can't just stick your arm out hoping he goes down. Did you notice on the touchdown run by Henry for 2 yards, Chris Jones got through and just stuck his arm out? You know, if these guys are that tired, then that's on your strength and conditioning team to get these guys in shape where they could play in the fourth quarter. I mean, I know that Andy's not harsh on these guys, but you know what? At some point, the niceties have got to end. You're in year seven of this. These aren't young football players. The niceties have got to go. Start putting your finger in somebody's chest. Tell them to get dirty, because that's what football is. I'll hang up on this. Great show, sir.
All right, buddy. I always appreciate the call. Oftentimes, we're on different sides of the fence, and we're alike on some of them. I mean, this was a bad performance. I'm not going to try to say that they played well defensively. I think, you know, all the energy, you know, and I hate saying this, emotion, because Grunhard is always talking about emotion. I personally believe emotion comes from good play. If you play well, you will then get emotional. I don't think you get fired up and then that creates good play. I think good play creates emotion. They didn't play well. And I do think that there was a sense that Patrick Mahomes is here. He's got us covered. And I do think, and this has been kind of a theme for this team this year, is that, you know, get up by 10 and, okay, we're all good. And I think they had a bit of a letdown. I think they brought it against the Vikings knowing that they had to, you know, help prop up a backup quarterback. I think they let down in this game. And I don't know what Andy Reid could do to avoid that. When it comes to tackling, no defense is based upon one guy making the tackle. You're right. Gang tackling is what needs to happen. And they did that on the first drive. They did it. First play, first running play of the game was stuffed for no gain. You're like, okay, good. This run defense is fixed. And then the Titans, you know, wore them down over time. And in the second half, they really got to them. And that was a problem. I'm not going to say Andy Reid needs anything, to be honest with you, right now. I think the personnel has looked good. Gary, this call you didn't make after the Viking game, And you didn't make this call after the Bronco game. You didn't make this call after the Packer game either. They were playing better football. Juan Thornhill's played well. Colin Saunders has played well. Derek Nnadi has played well. They took a step back. There's no doubt about it. Now let's hope that they take two steps forward. They've got to get back to playing with the urgency and recognizing that they have to bring it every single game out. And we wouldn't be having this discussion. And I made this point. What would the post-game calls have been like in the Viking game had Matt Moore dropped the ball and had been called a fumble instead of blown dead? What if he dropped the ball and the offensive line didn't get on the fumble and the Vikings win? We'd had these calls last week. But what if the snap isn't dropped? Okay? What if the snap is good and the Chiefs kick the field goal to then go up by what would be 8? The touchdown and 2 makes it a tie. And then what if the field goal is not blocked? Which is what we had last week. He made the 54 and 44 yarder. This time, they didn't make either one of them. That's the difference in the game. Everything we talk about, you can bring it down to, if you want, special teams screwed the pooch. Harrison Butker was a rock star last week. This week, the whole snapping, holding part of the equation, Dustin Colquitt or whoever is in charge of the snap count, not changing the snap count to the point that guys can roar off and anticipate the camp, the cadence and when it is to get off. That cost them. They made the little plays last time, and this time they didn't, so they lose. That's the NFL. I'm optimistic that they bounce back in a big way against the Chargers. I think there was a lot to like about the offense. The defense certainly still a work in progress and definitely a step back, but the Vikings showed how good they are. That's not some rummy team. They didn't get lucky. They beat a good football team without Patrick Mahomes. I think there's still time for this team to be very good. I think the one seed is gone. I think the two seed is likely gone. And now they need to focus on winning the AFC West because they're in a virtual tie right now. 913-3-810-810. Let's talk to Phil. You're in the program, Phil. What's going on?
Hey, Saran. So I didn't think our defense yesterday was that bad. They gave up 143 passing. What I think has killed the Chiefs most of the last year and a half or so has been penalties and dumb turnovers. You are second in the league in fumbles lost, fourth in the league in fumbles, and 10th in the league in penalty yards. You don't give up a fumble yesterday, and you don't commit stupid penalties that take a touchdown off the board. You're going into halftime, worst-case scenario, 21-7, and Derrick Henry doesn't run for 200 yards. Derrick Henry's not even on the field. You know, you just can't keep beating yourself. I don't know of any, you know, your defense got to stop yesterday. And then what do? You turn around and you give them the ball at the 50-yard line. You just, bad as they are, they're still a professional team. Patrick Tannehill, bad as he is still a professional quarterback. You give them enough chances and they will beat you. You can't line up offsides against Tom Brady. You know, these are, it's stuff like that that's killing you. I think, you know, your defense is 12th in DVOA, 15th in points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough. What's not good enough is the mistakes.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. I think it's a great point, Phil, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yes, and is that a lack of discipline? Now, this is one where Gary will get no argument from me. Andy Reid makes a lot of excuses for his players at the mic, and it is not getting this team sharper. So from that standpoint, penalties all over the place. Now, I will tell you, Titans opponents have been some of the most penalized. They had the number one, I think it was, quantity of penalties called on their opponents. So they clearly get you down into this game for whatever reason. I didn't check where this crew ranked as far as penalties being called, but you know, that's kind of what this Titan team does, but the Chiefs still did things wrong, and there were a lot of stupid things that were done in this game. So I'm with you. And if they can, you know, Andy Reid can keep talking about tightening it up, but at some point it's got to get tightened, not be talked about. I think this is a game where they had a letdown because Patrick Mahomes was back. I am willing to chalk it up if they roar out and slap the Chargers around that's exactly what it was. I am also sensitive to the idea that they have gone a long time with no bye week. They have been at it for a long time without a bye. So are the Titans, right? But that to me is of note that this team is due for it. And I will also continue to point out they have battled a lot of injuries, and they had injuries on the offensive line, and I think it cost them. I think there were drives where they could have put this thing away early in the second half, and they couldn't convert. And oftentimes it was because Patrick Mahomes was under pressure, and he had to throw the ball away. So, listen, it's never one thing. There's always a lot of things that go into it. The mistakes cost them. They were not able to just run and gun their way past the mistakes in this game. You're absolutely right. That was a problem. 913-3-810-810. Let's talk to Sean. You're on the program, Sean. What's going on?
Hey, Soren. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, not much. Go against the previous caller. I think his name is Gary, but I have a really hard time saying the sky is falling with Andy Reid because of this loss. I think a lot of fans, you know, have to realize it took a fumble return for a touchdown. It took a fluke, bad snap that probably hasn't happened in the last 7 years on a field goal and a field goal block for it to lose. Now, granted, it doesn't mean the field goals are going in. We have to understand what happened during the game in order for the Titans to even get a chance to win that game. My biggest thing, and I'll say these 2 points and I'll get off the air, is I thought the Chiefs offense was playing for the following week. Sammy Watkins just looked out of sorts to me. Every time he missed a ball, it almost looked like he was confused if he was on the field, didn't seem 100%. A lot of the receivers just didn't make the big catches they normally do make for Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. And then the last note I'll put that just is a big concern for me is just overall the special teams. If I have to see Mecole Hardman fair catch a ball inside the five, I might lose my mind. And that's telling me that either Dave Tobe's message is not getting across to him or he is not listening. So I think some attitudinal corrections need to be made on that end. But overall, the Chiefs fans, the team is fine. I still think they win the division. The offense and the team overall played a good game, except for a couple fluke plays. And if you want to get mad at Andy Reid for throwing the ball in 3rd and 2, I have no problem with him throwing it. I just wish he would have called a play that gave Patrick Mahomes more options. But in the end, he left the ball in his playmaker's hands. He didn't go out of bounds. Time still went off the clock. He still had to get a good snap down. He still had to make a field goal. So just my 2 cents. I'll listen off the air.
No, I did agree with you, Sean. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And that's kind of my view of it as well. I don't think the sky is falling. I do think that they will finish 5-1 to go 11-5. I do have an over bet on the Chiefs at over 10. So if you want to call it wishful thinking, rooting for my prediction, guilty. Guilty, but as I look at this, at New England, I'm not going to pick them to win at the Patriots. They might do it. I won't be shocked if they do win at the Patriots. I think they'll spit up a game they shouldn't, whether that's at Chicago or where that might be. But I see a 5-1 finish because I do think that there's some timing issues and a letdown factor that comes with Patrick Mahomes getting back. And I think now they play scared. Now they play knowing that every game could be the difference. They're starting to get to a point to where they're, you know, about to start being in trouble to make the playoffs. That will create a sense of urgency that I think will drive this football team to be better than what they were in this past game. 913-3-810-810. I'll take more of your phone calls next. You're in the program.
The program with Soren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we got a lineup, so we'll take caller number 8 right now for 8-10 night at the Mavericks. 4-pack of tickets are yours. 913-3-810-810. Also talk some Chiefs football with you if you want. 913-3-810-810. Somebody in your group is going to be getting a jersey, a Mavericks jersey, at the game tonight. Face-off is at 6:05. They will drop the puck. It is a salute to the military as if you've got your active duty or retired military card, you can get tickets for just $12 tonight. So take advantage of that and get out and check out some hockey on a night that on a day that is absolute hockey weather. No doubt about that. 913-810-810. Let's talk to Brother Patrick. You're in the program, Patrick. What's going on, buddy?
Thank you, brother, for taking my call.
You bet.
And, let me say I want to wish a blessed Veterans Day to all of our veterans, you know, before I run my mouth. They put their lives on the line. They put their lives on the line for us many times so that we could be free.
So that we can do goofy things like complain about football games. Absolutely. You're the man, brother. Well said.
Okay, that's a good one. All right. Now, I got a question here. One before I talk, comment on the Chiefs. When Russell Wilson came up, what do you call these kind of guys that you like the Houston quarterback, the Baltimore quarterback? You know, they run a lot.
In college, they call them dual threat quarterbacks. You know, the guys that can beat you with their legs or their arm.
No, they had a worse name because they didn't believe in them when they first came up. Well, okay, I'll take that. These dual threat quarterbacks, I think sooner or later, that's probably what it's going to take to beat Mr. New England, because I believe Baltimore already beat them, didn't they?
Baltimore did beat them, yeah. Yeah, Lamar Jackson did a great job of beating them.
All right. Now, for the Chiefs, my comment is not so much on the defense. No, I didn't even talk about the defense. I think they did pretty good. It's on the special teams, man. We had a field, we missed an extra point, if I'm remembering right, and then we shot a field goal somewhere. I think that was too long and missed that. And then somewhere there we had another one, and the timing was off, so that went haywire. And then the last one, the protectors, I guess they're called, weren't doing their job because the man field goal got blocked.
Yeah, and so, I'll give some love to the fact that afterwards the kid who blocked the field goal said, "Hey, I had his countdown. I mean, he'd been using the exact same snap count. So I was like, well, what the hell? I'm going to jump it. I'm going to go on it. And if I'm wrong, if I guess wrong, then so what? They're probably going to make it anyway." And so he got in there. So you're right. Listen, it was not a banner day for Dave Tobe. In fact, I would feel comfortable saying that this is the worst day Dave Tobe has had since he came to Kansas City as a special teams coordinator. And he will be available on Thursday for questions. And he's going to have to talk about fair catching a punt at the two, you know, a missed snap,
right.
Blocked kick.
It
has been, it was a bad day, yes.
Right, let me say one thing and I'll hang up.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Well, I was going to talk about that too, you know, let the ball go on in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we got to, if we're going to go anywhere, yeah, I'm going to say something about defense. We can't stop the run. Whatever this man's name is, beat us yesterday. I don't care if, you know, if he's not a big name guy, he became big name yesterday, and so did the, who was that? Green Bay man that they're running
Aaron
back.
Jones, yeah.
Been heard of. Yeah, so anyway, we got to improve our defense and special teams especially. Thank you.
I'm with you. Thank you, Brother Patrick. Always appreciate the call. Yeah, it's got to be better, and it's got to be a lot better moving forward. Ted, you're in the program. What's up, Ted?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, friend.
You bet.
I think I'm going to agree with Gary on a couple things. I don't know how many snaps Colin Saunders was in during the majority of the game. I noticed he was in on the last drive. And I know everybody likes Chris Jones and everything, but is it a coincidence that when Chris Jones was moved back inside and Frank Clark came back, are those guys not keeping the guards and tackles off the linebackers? Because it seemed like the linebackers were not involved, and it seemed I'm just saying we've had problems before with the running. Chris Jones was moved back in. It didn't seem like Colin Saunders had a lot of snaps. And the other comment I have is I do think Tyrann Mathieu is a little soft on the back end. It seems like if he has to make a tackle one-on-one, he'll do that. But there were a lot of plays that got extended, that extra 2-3 yards that got first downs, that he was right there and was standing there looking. And I'm just throwing that out. Seems like that's been going on all year.
No, I think you make a very good point, Ted, and thank you for the call. We're running short on time, so I'm going to let you go. 13 snaps is all Colin Saunders played, and I think that out of 49 possible snaps, and so, yes, I think that they found something with Naughty and Saunders together at stopping the run. And in bringing – it's one of the things I talked about in the open. When they've had Chris Jones and Frank Clark, they seem to want to get them out on the field with getting another defensive end. Now, listen, their hand may be played. Ogba is said to have a torn pectoral muscle, so that's a defensive end that's gone. They may have no choice but to play Chris Jones out at defensive end and get Colin Saunders on the field in there with Derek Naughty. I mean, no choice.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense, chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, how many Chiefs quarterbacks have thrown for 440 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions in a game? Brought to you by Good Sense.